Hello.
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony Collin from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. And this evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and would like to get your opinions. Would you have a few minutes, sir?
What are you getting opinions on?
Okay, this survey is about the elections for president and Congress in Florida.
Okay.
All right, sir. And, do you or does any member of the household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, advertising agency, media organization, or work for volunteer on a political campaign?
Nope.
All right, sir. And thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote on the general election for president, U.S. Senate, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November 5th? Would that be, I am definitely going to vote, I'm very likely to vote, Okay. Thank you, sir. All right. And with which political party are you registered? Would that be Democrat, Republican?
Democrat.
Okay. All right, sir. Now, are you a member or is a member of your immediate family from a Latino, Hispanic, or Spanish or speaking background?
No.
Okay. All right, sir. And what is your main racial background? Would that be African-American or Black?
African-American.
Asian. All right, sir, and I just for qualification purposes, what is your age? Are you from 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, or over 65?
Over 65.
All right, thank you. And, okay, sir, and if the election for Florida State House were held today, which of the following best describe how you are likely to vote between the Democratic candidate and the Republican candidate? First would be definitely vote for Democratic candidate, probably vote for Democratic candidate.
Definitely vote for Democratic candidate.
Okay. All right, sir. And now you'll be giving a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person, please indicate that as well, okay? The first one will be Carolina Amnesty. Favorable or unfavorable?
Unfavorable.
Would that be very or just somewhat unfavorable? Somewhat unfavorable. All right, well, what about Erin Huntley?
Who?
Erin Huntley.
I don't know that person.
Okay, never heard of him. Okay, Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris?
Yes.
Very favorable.
Okay.
Very favorable.
What about Scott Boyd?
Who?
Scott Boyd.
I don't know who that is.
Okay, and Leonard Spencer.
I don't know that person either.
Okay, all right, thank you. All right, sir, and now if the election for president were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote for? Would that be Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, or Kamala Harris, the Democratic candidate?
Kamala Harris.
And would you say that you definitely voting for or probably
definitely
voting for Kamala Harris?
Okay. Definitely.
All right, sir. If the election for Florida State House were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Carolina Amnesty, the Republican candidate, and Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate.
The Democratic candidate.
Okay. All right, sir. And would you say you're definitely voting or probably voting for Leonard Spencer?
Definitely.
All right. Okay, as you may know, Republican State Representative Carolina Amnesty was arrested on Thursday four felony charges for forgery, illegally notarizing her own signature and falsely certifying a signature of a notary. If found guilty, Amnesty could face up to 20 years in prison and thousands of dollars in fines. Representative Amnesty has denied any wrongdoing, saying these false charges were created by her political opponents and expects to be found completely innocent. Okay, now is the election for Florida
State
House.
What kind of goddamn survey is this? That's a speech.
Okay, if the election for Florida State House were held today, for whom would you vote, sir? Carolina Amnesty or the Republican candidate?
No, I wouldn't vote for her. I'd already said no.
Or Leonard Spencer, the Democratic?
I'll vote for the Democrat.
Okay, thank you. All right, sir, would you say you're definitely voting or probably voting for Leonard
Spencer?
Definitely. All right, sir, due to a state representative Amnesty's arrest, you know, there has been discussion that...
Oh, my God, the survey is awful. I got to go. What in the fuck are you people? That's the worst survey I've ever heard. I'm done. Bye.
Well,